Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare.
Scene 1.
Good afternoon, madam. May I help you?
Oh, if you don't mind, I'll take a look around.
Yes, of course, as you like.
Who did this camera belong to?
I honestly don't know, madam.
Oh, what a pity. Well, I suppose Yona took this camera with him to all the travels he or she made. Imagine, if this camera could talk, all the things it could tell us about the world. Well, you've been very kind. I may come back for some objects. Thank you. Hi, how's it been? Did you sell anything?
No, not yet. It looks like it's going to be another difficult day.
Guys, that woman just gave me a great idea. We could manage to sell every object in this store. Listen, why don't we tell a story of every object? For example, we could have told the lady that this camera belonged to a great photographer who took pictures all around the world, and that he managed to take pictures to an exotic flower in Africa that only flowers for 1 minute every 500 years.
In fact, why don't we tell one single story with all the objects? Let's make a play and then invite our customers and we represent it for them. So, people will associate these things with a story and they will want to buy something as a souvenir.
And what story would it be?
Which objects do you keep at home even if they're useless? The ones that reminds you of a beautiful experience that you don't want to forget.
A love story.
A story with magic and adventures.
A story with a lot of characters.
Oh, there is one that has it all. A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, a beautiful story. I studied that play at school.
But Shakespeare? It has nothing to do with us nowadays. People won't relate to it.
It has everything to do with us today. Look at the movies, the music we hear today. Just like Shakespeare, most of them talk about one major theme. Love.
Wait. Let's start from the beginning.